Good evening. It's good to see everyone here tonight. It's certainly good that we've had a day to be able to worship God. It's always a blessing to be able to gather with His saints. And it's a blessing for me to stand here and look out and see fellow Christians that I know that we share a like common faith. Tonight's going to be a little bit different, and that is that I'm going to shorten my sermon. I know that seems like an impossibility, but I'm going to shorten my sermon a little bit and talk about a subject that the elders are going to follow up on and talk about afterwards, and that is having home Bible studies. And so I'd like to just spend a few minutes talking about opportunities in these home Bible studies. And the idea basically is to see who would like to have a home Bible study and to split up into separate groups, normally around where each group might live, and meet for 3-4 months, something like that. And so that is the goal of what we're talking about. The elders really, in doing this, are making an effort to facilitate opportunities for home Bible studies. Now, these Bible studies are not required. As a group, we're not going to look down on you if you don't participate. I don't think the elders are handing out demerits or anything like that. But this is simply an opportunity. The assumption as kingdom citizens is that we are regularly engaged in good works. We're all doing good works. So it may be that you're not doing this specific good work, but we assume and encourage that we're all doing good works on a regular basis. So I'm going to be talking about the opportunities presented in having home Bible studies. And hopefully we're seeking these kinds of things regularly in our lives and in other facets of our lives besides home Bible studies. So even if you don't participate in these studies, hopefully you can find some benefit in the principles that we're going to be talking about tonight. As I mentioned, kingdom citizens are people who do good works. They keep their eyes open and take advantage of opportunities to do good works. And we even partner with the Lord. The text in the Bible says that the Lord opens up doors for us, and there's doors opened by God. He presents opportunities to us. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." 1 Corinthians 16 uses language where Paul says that he wants to stay on in Ephesus, "For a wide door for effective work has opened to me." Opportunities are something that we simply need to take advantage of. So notice when we have a home Bible study together, and that's simply studying the Bible in our home with other Christians, that's an opportunity for hospitality. And so an individual is going to open up their home to other people. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 2, it says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware." And also in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 9, it says, "Show hospitality to one another without grumbling." Hospitality should be something that we're eager to do. Extend a helping hand and a warm welcome to others. Well, these Bible studies are going to be an opportunity for people to practice hospitality. And that's such a vital and important thing for Christians. We can do that in many ways, and opening our home is simply one of those. This is also an opportunity for study, to study God's Word. In Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, we see Ezra's commitment. It says that Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. Ezra has a good heart there, and he set his heart upon a good thing, to study, to obey, and to teach. And really, these studies are going to facilitate that. As we study God's Word, we're going to seek to go out and obey and also to teach others in that. God's Word is something that we need to have a steady diet of. We need to continually put it into our hearts and into our minds. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete or perfect, thoroughly equipped for every good work." God's Word equips us. It trains us. It aligns our path with His way. And so, obviously, we need God's Word, and we need to study it. And we can also gain from studying with other people. Home Bible studies present an opportunity for closer relationships. The Bible studies, you know, as envisioned, are going to be a smaller Bible study with a few families. And so it's always good for Christians to be able to meet together and get to know one another in this regard. It's a chance to grow closer together, grow closer with other individuals. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 9, and I'll be skipping some parts within this reading, it says, "Let love be genuine." A little further down, "Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality." As we go into each other's homes and have a chance to have a Bible study, we'll converse and talk. We'll find out about each other's needs. We'll find out a little more about their life. We'll see what's involved with their life by being in their home. And that really helps us to be their servant more. You can serve someone else when you know their needs. It's more difficult to serve a stranger, isn't it? Now, that still can be done. But the more we know about our brothers and sisters in Christ, the more we know about their needs and their situation in life, I believe the more that we can help them. Hebrews 10:24 says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works." As we grow closer together, we'll not only learn about their needs, but we'll learn about their personality, and we'll see what we can do to help them, grow as Christians, to help them love more and to do good works. These close relationships will be fostered in a home Bible study. As I was thinking about this idea of closer relationships, I thought about, you know, close relationships in this life. And one of the ones that I think of is a military unit. You know, there's no closer bond, you know, that you see between, you know, brothers in arms, a military unit that would go into battle. And the idea there is that they are placing their lives in the hands of another. They have to have each other's backs. And you'll see that people that leave even after the war will stay very close because of the close bond that is made there. Well, really, don't Christians have that same kind of bond? We're in a battle, aren't we? We're in a battle with Satan. And we need to rely on each other, trust each other, have each other's backs, really put our lives in the hands of others. We're all trying to get to heaven, and that is our goal. So I think we need to understand that we need to have close relationships. And home Bible studies, I believe, can help make that closer. Home Bible studies are an opportunity for encouragement. As we study God's Word, we're going to be encouraged in that. Paul says in Timothy, in one of the letters to Timothy, he says, "For I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, that is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine." Language there, that we would be mutually encouraged. I see Terry looking for that. I didn't write down the passage. I'm sorry. Mutually encouraged by each other's faith. What a great thought that is. That we would both be encouraged by each other's faith as we're seeking for the same thing, to get to heaven. As we're striving together. As we see the faith and the commitment on the part of others. Realizing they're not perfect. They have struggles. They have needs. But they have faith, and that can be an extremely encouraging thing. So as we come together for these studies, we can be encouraged. Not only do we seek to help them and show hospitality and seek to stir them up to good works, but we also will receive something from that, and it's something that's mutually beneficial for the people there. This is also an opportunity for evangelism. So one of the ideas that we have here is that these will be small groups where we can invite others to come and listen to God's Word. We can invite non-Christians. Hopefully this will be a welcoming and warm environment. We want to invite people to our services, and some people may want that and see the love that we have here, and that's a good thing. But there may be some people that would avoid a larger crowd like that or not want to come to a building. They may be more open to a home Bible study, something like this. Or it may be a distance issue. And so if we have these different parts of the city around town, somebody may be closer and willing to come. Well, we want to invite others. We want to be busy spreading God's word. In Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 7, it says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news." And notice what this person brings. And just listen to this list and think, who in the world needs this, right? The feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Isaiah 52 and verse 7. Who in the world needs those things? Everyone needs those things. The peace that God offers in this contentious world. Everyone needs that. The salvation that God offers in this sin-saturated world. Everyone needs that. And so this is an opportunity for evangelism. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 1, we see that there was a persecution that rose against the church. And it says, "And many of the Christians were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria." In verse 4 it says, "Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word." There's an idea in which Christians the world over to go into all the world and preach the gospel. There's also an idea we find in Acts chapter 8 that we're to preach the gospel wherever we are. We don't have to be in a foreign country to be an evangelist, to be a teacher to other people. We can teach people right here in Nashville, right here in our homes. And so we need to be busy doing that. And so as we think about these lessons and think about what we're going to teach in these lessons and things like that, we need to think about evangelism. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. And it's an opportunity I hope you take advantage of. I've not talked tonight about what it takes to be a Christian, but if there is someone here tonight that is not a Christian, that seeks to obey the will of the Lord, you must simply put your faith and trust, your life and commitment in Jesus Christ, believing that He is the Christ, repenting of your sins, confessing that Jesus is the Christ, and being baptized in the water for the forgiveness of your sins. That starts a lifelong journey. That starts a commitment to obey Him all of your days. If you're not a Christian, submit to God. If you are a Christian and you're not living as you should, you need to make that right. And there's a group here I know that will pray for you and with you if you so desire. If there's anybody subject to the invitation, please come as we stand and sing at this time.